The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Tony Bennett with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:06 on this November 28th. That is a special date for me. I hesitated to talk about it. I like to keep things private in the family, even though I am ridiculously, organically honest on this program. But, you know, it's Mom's birthday today, so I had to say happy birthday to my mom. I didn't know if she wanted me to talk about it or not, so we called Mom, and forgive me, but because she is so shy and, you know, coming on the radio. But we reached out. Mom, do I have you there on the phone?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Happy birthday, Mama. I wanted to say...
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. This is wonderful. What an honor.
No, you are the best. I love you so much. All that you stand for, all that you've done, coming all the way, your parents coming from Italy to Newark, and now all that you've done and put up with three crazy kids with me and Carolyn and all the grandkids. I love you, Mama. I wanted to say happy birthday with all my heart.
Oh, thank Joseph. I do what every other mother would do.
Oh, I'm going to see you later. I'm going to come over. Do you need anything at the house? Can I do anything?
No, I don't. I ordered a couple of little things I think you'll enjoy.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, honey.
All right, Mama. I love you. I love your heart and soul, Mom. Thanks for all that you do, and happy birthday, my dear Mama. We love you, and we'll see you in a little bit. Okay, Mom. Take care, Mama. Take care. Thank you.
God bless. Love you.
I love you too, Mom. Unbelievable. I'm dying to tell you how old. I can't. I don't say nothing. You don't say a girl's age. You don't say a girl's age. But all I got to say, I make the sign of the cross. I go, oh, Mama Mia. When I think about that, and thank you for allowing me to do that, she never ever wants any recognition, my mother. And that is that she is that stellar of a person. She is so humble. He who humbles himself, right? She who humbles herself is exactly what she lives by. And when I think about what they went through, when this is why I always tell you how proud I am to be an American, because of that woman right there, my mother. I'm telling you, when they went through and they go from Avellino, her father came from Salerno, and they come over. They come to America. They didn't complain about anything. They went to Ellis Island. They didn't bum rush the Statue of Liberty. They didn't bum rush the border agents at Ellis Island. They were really prejudiced against. We said, all right, we're new here. All they wanted to be was American. That's all they wanted to be. They wanted to be American. And my parents, my mom right there and my dad told me, how great. And my father gave me a history of the Second World War, how we helped out other countries, how if we did not help out the country or the world would be just run by tyrants, by vicious satanic tyrants. And we saved the world, and all we are is vilified. So when you tell me about all these ridiculous things and I see the divide on the news and they tell me I got this privilege, that privilege. Oh, you have nothing. Don't talk to me. I know what the goodness of the American citizen. I feel it in my heart. I live it every day, and it comes from that gal right there, my mother. So happy birthday, Mom, and thanks for all that you do. You just make me proud to be an American. Piscopo in the Morning, thanks for letting me do that. Let me go to a phone call if I can, because we're going to go to retired Marine Major Chuck Kilbride. By the way, in New York, Debbie, thank you for reminding me. They're lighting the tree. They're lighting the Rockefeller tree, and I thought thought I saw somebody at Fox News say, if you're a tourist, come on in. We love having you. But if you're from New York and New Jersey, get the heck out of town while you can. Just get out of town while you can. It's going to be mad. Oh, there's a gridlock alert. There's a gridlock alert in New York, New York, in Manhattan. When is there not a gridlock? When is there not gridlock in New York? Every day is a gridlock alert, in my opinion. Hey, Richard, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call, and God bless your mother and your family for giving us you.
God bless your back. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
I want to make a couple of points. First of all, when your family came to this country and my family came to this country, there wasn't welfare, there wasn't food stamps. They came here to contribute. It's time to change the sign on the Statue of Liberty. We don't need tired and poor in this country. We don't need the third world to export into this country. What we need is people that are coming here to contribute, that are educated, that are skilled.
It's very, very true. Richard, thank you, man. Thanks for waiting, and thanks. You know, I don't want to say anything, but you're absolutely right, man. I believe that we should be the oasis for people that want to come here, but they're using it. It's this mentality, too, and I know. If you enable people, if you enable and you give free stuff, they're not going to do anything. You kill the complete work ethic. You completely destroy the work ethic. It was done in well intentioned by LBJ and certainly JFK. LBJ particularly, when he wanted to reach out and he did these social programs to enable and help folks who are kind of left out, are just left out, certainly in the inner cities. It just now has so backfired on us because now everything is expected. Everything is for free. And I asked this, if I asked this once, I asked this 1,000 times, why don't we create jobs within those stressed areas? Because why don't we create jobs? Because there, in defense of the folks in the inner cities, there are no jobs there. There's just violence. And the drug lords have taken, and you think this is old fashioned. This is happening today in the 21st century, in 2018. The gangs come in, they take over. If you have no money, what are you going to do if you're a kid? You're going to go work for a gang like that. When my family came over from Italy, and I remember distinctly my mom telling me all of this, my grandfather would take the bus every single morning, and he'd go to a company called Wallace Tierney, and he was the manager on the floor at a factory. And all my uncles, my mother was one of 10. Not one marginally associated with the wrong side of the law. No one complained. They worked hard. They were all engineers and they worked very, very hard. But there were jobs back then in defense of the folks in the inner cities now or coming into this country now. Now they don't create the jobs. So my mantra is this, and I've said it, and it's so logical, and I don't understand why people don't understand it. Tell Nike to get the heck into America. Make the shoes in America. You and I will pay $10 more per shoe. Whatever you got to do. Just bring them to the stress. I can't, in the life of me, when I see, I don't even want to mention Colin Kaepernick's name because it gets me ticked off that this guy is like the poster boy for like Nike. And why is he the poster boy? Because he wears socks depicting police officers as pigs. Is that right, Nike? Could you explain that to me, please? Because he doesn't stand for the national anthem the way when my grandfather came here, Rosario came here from Avellino, saw the Statue of Liberty. He has tears in his eyes. And this guy won't stand for the national anthem? And this is the poster boy for Nike? Excuse me. Could someone explain that to me, please? Please, how about Nike getting off their butts and coming to America, creating jobs in the stressed areas? And if you give them jobs like that, then I think you'll be able to, you could take in some people from other countries to come in. And by the way, those folks that are coming in here, and Brigitte Gabriel, she laid it out so brilliantly. It's all for free labor. They want the cheap labor. And that's why there is not immigration reform. It's for that reason. I didn't think of that till Frankie Five Burrows told me that. He goes, you know what? You're going to get a lot of conservatives that want that free labor like that, as opposed to just trying to structure some kind of real, true manufacturing that the president always talks about. You know, that you want to just give jobs, that you have to bring in a manufacturing base And but everybody's got to be legal the way it was when my parents came and my grandparents came into this country. You know, really, that's, we have to go back to how we, it was that careful. You can't just open up the borders. You can't. It'd be bedlam. And so maybe, I don't know that you changed that, you know, Richard, I don't know if you changed what's on the Statue of Liberty, but I think you have to be a little more strict. And I think the president is, and that's why we support the president and what he's doing and watching the borders, because the message will permeate. By the way, Barack Obama did the same thing. By the way, Bill Clinton said, did the exact same thing. So don't talk to me about what President Trump is doing down there and that it's wrong down at the border. Quarter after 8 o'clock, and we feel for the folks coming in. Don't get me wrong. We feel for those people. We feel for those people. They were used as pawns. Joe on the radio, it's quarter after 8 o'clock. Don't forget, the tree lighting, Frankie Five Boroughs, it's going to be bedlam in New York. And if you're a you're listening outside and you're a tourist, you're welcome to come here. But Frankie Five Boroughs, Mamma Mia, it's going to be gridlock all over the city today, huh?
Yeah, I think the only people that generally get really excited about these things are people that aren't New Yorkers. I'm yet to meet a New Yorker that says, oh my goodness, they're right. Lighting the tree. I can't wait. They get to Rockefeller Plaza. We got to see the tree lighting.
The problem is it's become such an enormous event now, and they put it on TV, and they don't, you know, they put it on late, and they don't light the tree until 11:30 at night.
Yeah,
and this,
they used to
do it at 5 in the evening on Live at 5 on NBC. Like, all right, here we go. And before the end of the Live at 5 broadcast, the tree would be lit.
When are they lighting it now? It's later in the day.
Well, it starts at 8:30. Half of the Today Show is going to be there or whatever. And then, you know, it goes on and on with performances.
The thing that's exciting about New York is there's always an event. I'd rather shut down some streets for this than an idiotic street festival.
Yeah, but look at all the security that they've had to put around now just for this event. You've got snipers on rooftops. You've got all these cops all over the place. Yeah. All to see a tree that stays up for a month, comes down, then gets donated in a wood chipper or whatever. I mean, come on.
It's, you know, it's good for tourism.
Bah humbug.
In my experience, people that live here don't necessarily get excited about it. It's tourists and, you know, it's folks who maybe make the trip down from Connecticut or Westchester or Jersey. I don't see a lot of New Yorkers get really excited about lighting the...
No.
My wife and I used to go visit, you know, see the tree every year. And, like, we took my son one year because he had never been. And this is what happened. Like, my wife and I are like, wow, this is great. Look at all the lights and stuff. My son looked up for it literally 11 seconds. Okay, that's great. Can we go to the Nintendo store now? I mean, all right, it's a big tree with lights. You know, you put one in your home.
I do this every year. This is kind of like the Jay Thomas, rest Jay Soul, when he was on the Letterman show. He would tell that great story of the Lone Ranger, David Letterman show. I have to tell you my tree lighting story with Eddie Murphy. Forgive me, because you guys, you know the story. And we're kids. I'm on Saturday Night Live, and we're at the 17th floor overlooking the Rockefeller skating rink there, right, at NBC.
Yeah.
And on my office, I had a little office that directly overlooked the tree lighting. So it was there. So I would bring Joey, and Joey was like, you know, 2 or 3. And then Eddie was like, it was so much fun to be with Eddie Murphy, because he was just like, just crazy. It was just crazy fun, you know? So I told you this before, so forgive me. So Eddie, he brings a bullhorn into my office. I go, Eddie, what? He goes, what? He opens the window up. And there's like literally tens of thousands of people below us. You know, we're 17 floors up. They're about to light the tree. It's a critical moment. Everybody's looking down there. And Eddie takes the bullhorn and he yells out, Godzilla is coming. Godzilla is coming. And people go, what? What is that? What happened? Run for your lives. Right now. If you did that now, I mean, my God, you know what I'm saying? Run for your lives. And Murph, I'm going, Eddie, you're going to kill it. Security showed up in a second. They go, what are you guys doing? Dick Ebersole, our producer, he goes, you guys, will you stop? And it was because it really just caused absolute havoc. I'll never forget that.
That's funny.
Rodan. No, I'll tell you, the funny thing is, and forgive me, we'll get to the news, but it gets me so incensed when I see how illogical the news is and how they try to divide us. Please stay with us, because we're going to just try to have some fun. I've told you this story before, too. Talk about Eddie. When we were shooting something on a plane, Michael O'Donoghue, who wrote a sketch about it, on an airplane. We were doing something on an airplane, and we needed to use the inside of an airplane. We went on the airplane. I told you this, Al, right? Mm-hmm. Where we went on, it was at LaGuardia. And Eddie, of course, we're on the airplane. We're shooting the thing. Of course, then don't leave Eddie and Joe alone for a second, because we're going to get into some kind of trouble. It's like, and And so Eddie goes up to the cockpit because no one was there. We were just shooting like in the body of the plane. And he just goes, he picks up the radio thing. I don't even know how he found the radio thing. And he just goes, the tower, this is the tower there. He starts talking into the tower. Then the tower calls back. It's like the tower. They go, what's going on? Is the tower they're coming back? Then Eddie goes into a street voice. He goes, hey man. We want to take off, man. Where was that? He starts with the whole street thing. He goes, this is 45732. Who is this on the radio? I'm going like, not Eddie, don't do it. Security again shows up. But back in the day, it's like, oh, boys, you crazy kids.
Right. Now you would have been arrested federally. Oh, my mom almost got us arrested on a flight 3 years ago. Screaming they should blow up the plane. Not realizing that, you know, the TSA will come on board and arrest us. Would have been a great headline. Grandmother and son arrested.
You know, you can't do that. I remember the great story. It reminded me, I told Eddie this. It reminded me of the story of the great Tuskegee Airmen, where my father told me a story once where they were fooling around on the radio, but it was supposed to be radio silence, you know, talking. And they were talking back and forth, you know, saying, hey, man, who's that? Who that say that? They were just having fun with that. This is a documented story. And the colonel gets on the radio, and he starts saying, it's radio silence. You can't say anything. How dare you do that? We're in radio silence. Everybody, please stand fast and be quiet. And then there was silence, and he just heard, who that say that? It's like they just came back. Everybody had a sense of humor back then. But back then, you could joke. Even in wartime nowadays, everybody's so sensitive. You can't say anything. Oh, my gosh, you'll get arrested. Hey, Debbie's on the roads. It's 8:21 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Like we mentioned, it is a gridlock alert day. It's going to be crazy. Crazier than usual, Joe.
I know. And you can't, you know what, everything is, but thank God for the NYPD. They're just all over and they're mm-hmm. watching everything. So it's going to be, grace of God, very, very safe, fun day in New York. But. If you don't have to come in, it might be the day not to come in, Debbie Duhay.
Yeah, or use mass transit, you know, or just plan ahead of time, you know. If you don't use mass transit, that's right, Joe.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work anyway. Joe, you should take the train. What, so I'm stuck for 7 hours? I mean, how are we doing today right now, Deb? 8:22 on AM 970, The Answer.
And by the way, happy birthday to your beautiful mom, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. You do have that gridlock alert day today because of the tree lighting ceremony tonight at Rockefeller Center. So allow a lot of extra travel time into and around the city. Let's go over to the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Little Neck Parkway. Looks like a car went right off the Grand Central into the woods. Watch for delays there. Eastbound LIE slowing down through the Cross Island. Westbound LIE at the Cross Island. It's an accident being cleared. It's busy on the Cross Bronx west at Jerome Avenue. They finally cleaned up a collision. Inbound side of the GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel disabled bus as you head from Route 3 into 495, but 30 minutes into the tolls. Holland, that's about 40 minutes getting into town. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as well. On the southbound thruway, heading right into the Tappan Zee Bridge, and it looks like 95 southbound slowing down as you head into Port Chester. Partly cloudy today, windy, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
One thing became painfully apparent this past election cycle. There are forces out there trying to destroy the America we know. And guess what? Those forces are still there. The election didn't change that. All this election did was restart the clock. In 2 years, we'll have to stand up and do it all again. Are we going to let the forces of darkness take back this country? Or are we going to stand up and fight for what's right? Stick with this station to get your marching orders. AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. After going off for 32 points just 24 hours earlier, Shamori Ponds played the part of the hero once again last Tuesday night in his home borough. The junior guard exploded for 35 points in the championship tilt of the Legends Classic, leading St. John's past VCU 87-86 in overtime at Barclays Center. With their Legends Classic crown, the Johnnies notched their first win in an early season tournament since 2010. Following the record-shattering pair of performances at the Legends Classic, Shamori Ponds has been named the Big East Player of the Week. The Red Storm will be back on the road in the Miami Invitational on December 1st, taking on Georgia Tech. To purchase tickets to a future St. John's home game, either at Carnesecca Arena or Madison Square Garden, visit RedStormTix.com. I'm Mike Morabito, and that's the Red Storm Minute presented by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ShopChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-47-BIBLE.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. What are you laughing? What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
What? What?
Later, we'll talk about it in a minute.
You sure? You promise me? You can't laugh and not tell Daddy what's going on.
Well,
there,
after you read the spot.
Okay. All right. Oh, about Connors and Solomon. Hey, you know, planning for the future is important. Yeah, any questions about the family, about your will, about nursing home costs, probate costs, will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan, and you have to be meticulous when you do this. You know that, right? Please attend the Connors and Solomon free seminar, and all your questions will be answered by Mike Connors himself. Now, today, November 28th, in Sheepshead Bay on Avenue S, 11 a.m., right after the show. You got an hour. We go off the air at 10. You can listen to Mike Gallagher on your smartphone on your way to Buckley's, 11 a.m. Mike Connors will be there, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. These are great. If you have any questions, you can go to Sheepshead Bay today, Avenue West at Buckley's, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. with Mike Connors. And also Friday, November 30th at Bayside at the Aegea on Northern Boulevard, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Now, if you can't make any of these free seminars, by the way, with Mr. Connors, then you can always call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment, 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com. Mike Connors always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. What a morning, man. Going into the holidays. Al, what's so funny? Please, tell us. What's up?
Well, you know, we talk in between the commercials, right?
Yeah.
So, Frank is planning things for his New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he mentions about possibly getting a performer to come to this, you know, his event, which I've never been to and will continue to not attend.
One day you'll surprise us.
Maybe one day. But anyway, you mention about how a particular performer was very cheap. So Frank, of course, is delighted to hear this.
Inexpensive,
And wants to know how inexpensive he is.
Yeah. Well, I said we're on a budget.
We're on a budget.
New Year's Eve.
And you throw out a figure that Frank's eyes bulged when you said it. So I start laughing because I'm thinking to myself, this would be Frank. He wouldn't consult first, get the guy to commit, start asking people in the room, whatever you have, if you can put it into the pot to pay the guy, it would be really appreciated.
Well, I meant in relation, some acts, if you get somebody like a big A-list.
But Frank's budget is like a grand.
No. You know what I mean? That's excessive.
That's excessive?
What, for
$1,000?
For just a performer?
No. I mean your entire budget for your event. Not just the one. This person would be the entertainment for the next 10 years at your event.
We thought, he goes, what does it cost for somebody? I said, well, it's inexpensive. But it's all relative to me because I always think of the big names. Guys, they get some of these guys get $500,000. Some of these guys get $250,000.
It's way out of Frank's budget.
Is that the way? So when someone charges, you know, $5,000-$10,000 or something like that, you go, hey, maybe it's in the budget.
I think you should ask the former mayor of Atlantic City to come in to be the, you know, entertainment.
Hey, Don Guardian will show up.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
Frankie,
well, if you give him the right date and time, he'll show up. If you
now,
don't.
Frank Gilliam, is that the current mayor?
Yeah, he's not coming to the party.
No, don't be so sure.
What?
He might allegedly punch somebody out. I'm just
because in Atlantic City, it's only in Jersey. The mayor gets into a fight. Did he? And then deny it,
and it's on video. That's the best part. That's the second time in Atlantic City.
He'll be elected governor next year. I'm telling you.
You know what? That's the second time in Atlantic City that there is video evidence of something that has happened, and the person has denied it. The NFL, remember the whole thing with, Ray Rice?
The NFL
never investigated. The tape was delivered the next day, and he brutally beats his girlfriend or whatever. Now there's this thing. No, I didn't touch anybody. Meanwhile, this video of the mayor allegedly punching this person out. Unbelievable.
Yeah. What was that for? Was it self-defense? It was self-defense.
Well, we don't know. It doesn't.
That's not self-defense.
We don't know because there's apparently no audio on this video.
There you go.
It looks very much like Mayor Gilliam and Councilman Fauntleroy were at the Haven nightclub at the Golden Nugget. And
was that Shrek? Shrek? Is that Shrek Fauntleroy? Wasn't that the name of the guy in Shrek?
His name is not Shrek.
But it looks like they were at this nightclub at the Golden Nugget. It was a little after 2 a.m. And these two guys get into a dispute, of course, involving a woman, right?
There you go. Always over a woman.
And fists start flying. And like most fist fights, see, most people that have never been in a fight, they have no idea how fights actually go. Most fights are not like what you see in the movies where it's a long, drawn-out, dramatic thing. Most fights last between 20 and 50 seconds. And this is exactly what occurred here. And the mayor was issued a summons. The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office is investigating because they want to avoid any perceived conflict of interest. Now, the Atlantic City Democratic Committee, who supported both of these guys, Frank Gilliam and Mayor Fauntleroy, Councilman Fauntleroy, they voted overwhelmingly, 27-3, in favor of a resolution for the governor or the lieutenant governor to suspend both of these guys without pay pending the outcome of the investigation.
All right. So that's where we are now?
That's where we are now. And the Atlantic City Press, the newspaper out there, they reached out to Councilman Fauntleroy and...
Lord Fauntleroy.
Yeah, his own... So Fauntleroy responded. This is my favorite, Joe. This is why I love Atlantic City. I can't wait till we go back. Mm-hmm. Fauntleroy responded via text message that the
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you even accuse me of anything?
Almost.
Shrek, take care of that man for me.
I've seen Shrek. Which one is Fauntleroy?
What am I thinking about?
You're thinking of Little Roy Fauntleroy.
Sorry.
We have a comment from Governor Murphy.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
But listen.
That was his comment.
So Fauntleroy responded via text message that the Atlantic County Democratic Committee press release announcing the meeting spelled his name incorrectly. That was the response.
So listen to what he said.
He says, it's with two E's at the end.
Good.
Jeffrey... Like Jeff is free from their nonsense. That was his text message response. This is what's going on there.
Atlantic City, I'm telling you what. And we had Mayor Gilliam on the show. We're huge fans of Don Guardian, by the way. Guardian was great. Did more for that city. But Frank Gilliam was great on the air when we had him.
He was okay.
But at 2 a.m. in a club.
He was okay. But it's very interesting. When my longtime companion and I went out to the Hard Rock and the Ocean when they both opened, the new mayor, Gilliam, spoke at both of the events. And so my longtime companion turns to me.
His opening comments were, what are you looking at?
No, that would actually be a much more sane and sober presentation than what we heard. And so,
I don't care who he's connected to. He gets his feet off the table.
Around the third or fourth made-up word that Gilliam says, my longtime companion says, all right, if you have the mayor at the New Year's Eve party this year, he's not allowed to speak.
That's great.
So I did specify that in my invitation. That he's welcome to come, but that he's not allowed to speak.
Only in Jersey. Hey, 877-970-2999.
They wonder why we're in trouble. They have a governor who is brining roads right now because of that maybe 16 flakes of snow might hit the northwest corner of the state of New Jersey. This is what we're doing. There was signs all this morning driving in.
Brining. Isn't that what David
You brine a turkey,
to do with
yes,
a turkey?
But you also it's
you
called
brine
pre-treating.
Roads,
they call it pre-treating the roads, but sometimes they say brining because it's a liquid that they put down that dries that's supposed to when the first flakes of snow hit, it's supposed to, you know, impact it immediately to get rid of the snow. But this is, you know,
and Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Right. This is the governor who is, you know, pre-treating roads that have nothing. There's signs everywhere in the park where you're panicking, thinking some kind of inclement weather is coming when it couldn't be further from the truth. Then you have this. This is what this dunce said during the storm a couple of weeks ago.
Most important piece of advice, the biggest caution to give you is please, if you can, stay in. This is a good moment to get off the roads, mm-hmm. stay in your homes, keep in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch, get off the road. There are people trapped for hours. But now's the time. Get off the road.
Well, I think that's good advice all the time. Maybe there'll be less traffic
absolutely.
For the rest of
us. Yeah, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Better safe than sorry. So the governor
is coming at you. He's coming at you.
Please. Can't wait. Biscuit Bowl of the Morning with Al and with Frank and Debbie, 8:35 right now.
Coming
and Al's
you.
Got the headline news.
Live coming at you.
Coming at you. On the radio.
Coming at you.
With the news live and local at 8:70. The Answer. Take it away, Big Al.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The mayor of one Middlesex County borough asking his community to donate to a local church damaged by fire. A blaze broke out at the nearly 70-year-old St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Carteret late last night, according to Mayor Dan Ryman. Ryman posted a photo to social media showing smoke billowing from the structure and says both local and neighboring fire companies arrived to battle the two-alarm blaze. The mayor says interested parties can donate to Carteret Business Partnership, which will give all of those proceeds directly to the church. Noble fir is considered a long-standing symbol associated with the Christmas season, but this year, those trees may be hard to come by. The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association said there's a tree shortage all across America. The organization says the shortage is due to the Great Recession back in 2008 when there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. Now those cost-saving effects can't be felt around the U.S. Shoppers can expect a smaller amount of trees to pick from, and the trees that are available will likely cost nearly 10% more. In sports, as you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, St. John's rolled past Maryland Eastern Shore 85-64. Blake Griffin scoring 30 points to lead the Pistons to a 115-108 win over the Knicks in Detroit. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 9W is closed over in Newburgh. It's a pretty serious accident getting out into the area of North Street. Southbound Thruway easing at the Tappan Zee Bridge, 84 East at 684, accident involving a tractor trailer. We're still seeing some volume here at the Hudson River crossings, inbound GWB 20, Lincoln Tunnel, that's 35-40, and over at the Holland Tunnel, at least 30 minutes heading into town. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound as you head right out toward the area of Clove Row because of an earlier problem. LIE West at the Cross Island, that's an accident, and traffic is still slowing down for you on the Grand Central Parkway East, right at Little Neck Parkway. A car went right into the woods. Expect some delays there. It's still busy on the eastbound BQE, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Partly cloudy today, windy, a high of 47. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day, so allow some extra travel time. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Al. Steve Perillo is going to join us momentarily. It's 8:38 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Silly, silly day today. It's on. You know, you got to take a break from the craziness a little bit. And now this. You have a chance. You have an opportunity right here, live on the radio, on AM 970, The Answer, with Frank and Joe and Al and Debbie, to win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Lady! This is great. You can win a complete case of Michael's of Brooklyn. And the trivia question that Al came up with, everybody knows. So get your phone ready. Get your phone ready to call 877-970-2999 on AM 970. The Answer. You can win an entire case of the best sauce out there. Forget about it. Bar none. The best sauce out there is Michael's of Brooklyn. They've been to 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn knows about being Italian and making great sauce and great cuisine better than anybody. Here's the trivia question for Michael's of Brooklyn, okay? You ready to win an entire case? 877-970-2999. You're going to be quick because you're going to get this. In which city can you find the Leaning Tower? And yeah, I know. But listen, listen. In which city? Sometimes you got to do something easy. In
this
which city?
This is absurd. This is crazy.
I knew you would say that, man.
In which city can you find the lead? I sound like Mike Wallace. Well, Chris Wallace, rather. Chris Wallace.
The answer is not Rome.
In which city could you find the Leaning Tower? Bayonne? 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, in which city can you find the Leaning Tower? You'll win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. By the way, we're giving away an entire case online as well. AM970answer.com. You enter to win now. You don't want to miss out
it's
on
the Leaning Tower of Montefalco, right? Give me a break.
Fauntleroy. Too easy at the end.
Al should not be paid for today's show.
You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce after Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card. Yours when you spend $30 on select items like Hallmark cards. Going on this week. Plus, M&Ms are 2 for $6. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Bobby from Whitestone, congratulations. It's the Leaning Tower of Piscopo. It's like that, you know? It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
He could have said pizza, you know?
First of all, that's an embarrassing question. We should be ashamed of that.
Why? It's a case of sauce.
And it's a good sauce, though. It's gluten-free.
I understand that. Non-GMO. Oh, it's gluten-free. Oh, my God.
But it ain't just any sauce. But look at my friend. My friend Vic just texted me, the Leaning Tower? Are you kidding?
It's crazy. I mean, that's...
The questions are too hard. They're too easy.
They're inaccurate.
It's like a bowl of porridge. No, stop it. They are accurate.
Joe, you should demand approval of these questions going forward.
I'm
going to
donate
ridiculous.
My salary to the mentalist.
thank you very much. We'll accept your donations. Tax deductible.
No, we should just think of the question and have someone guess what we're thinking.
Yeah, there you go. And you're a winner. Can we get to the other spot, please?
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is not leaning as much as it used to.
Yeah, you know.
Are we going to do a retrospective on this now? Let's go.
It's in better shape now.
Frank is right, though. Albert, it's not leaning. It's not leaning.
Wonderful.
And people are disappointed.
Everybody leans when
they want
drink.
Their money back when they go. No, I don't think it's leaning. All right. Steve Perillo is going to tell you how you can get to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. First, I'm going to tell you about Plaza College, our buddy Chuck Callahan at Plaza College. You know, Plaza College has been an institution in Queens since 1916, a great family-run institution, and it's really great. So we want to tell you about court reporting and about closed captioning. You know, if you're a court reporter, like my daddy would always tell me in the court, he would say, see that gal right there, they were mostly women back then doing court reporting, and they would have the special, you know, they would always tape. I said, Dad, what is that gal doing? That is, she's transcribing everything said in the courtroom. Audio recordings don't work because it gets muddled. You can't hear. You need a court reporter. Then when you and I watch the closed captioning on TV, that's typed by a real actual person. I thought it was computerized or something. No, this is a great career. And this is when I talked to Chuck. He said, Joe, I want you to tell the parents and the grandparents, if they got kids or somebody in the family that wants to find something where there are a lot of jobs, and the National Court Reporters Association says there's about 5,000 openings for court reporters and for closed captioning, like stenographer kind of, I think that's the proper, isn't that what they call stenographers or steno writers, that's what it is. If you're thinking about it, if you know somebody that wants to do something like this, the National Court Reporters Association has a free program called A to Z, and it's being hosted at Plaza College this month. And to introduce you to writer, yeah, and the Steno alphabet. Great opportunity. 5,000 job openings. Plus, when you write this stuff, as far as I know, and I hope I understood this correctly, you own what you transcribe. So when they come to you, Arthur mentioned that, Arthur Idala mentioned that, when you need something that was said in the courtroom, you got to go to that court reporter, and then you charge for that, you know, when somebody wants that. So this is a great career. Think about it. Plaza College. Here is the number, 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or visit plazacollege.edu.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Mamma mia, what a morning. I'm so sorry. I said, oh, you can't make it up. I think the Leaning Tower Episcopal, this is how I feel at the end of the day. I'm kind of leaning one
Listen,
way
when
like
you're
that.
Drinking, when you're drinking, you're...
Hey, Pally. Oh, Pally. I'll tell you, Pally. Hey, so, wait a minute. When I saw the Leaning Tower Pizza, I remember
pizza,
we went over there.
Pizza, not pizza.
Pizza. I like that, the no. Pizza. The S is pronounced as the pizza. It's like...
Joe
like,
is absolutely correct.
Pizza, so, not but, pizza.
Pizza. You know what? I know a guy, his name was Johnny Pizza. Is that not the best name for somebody? That was his real name,
pretty
too,
name.
By the way. So it was leaning then. You're telling me, Frankie, and I read this, it's not leaning that much anymore.
Yeah, well, it is still leaning a little bit, but it's leaning 1.5 inches less than it used to. It's improved.
That's me. I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly, right. So it's, it must be that zero compression back brace I keep hearing so much about. So...
what is he, Brett Favre?
No, so according to the Towers Surveillance Group, and the Tower
Surveillance
yeah,
Group,
the Tower is under
spying
constant
on people?
Monitoring by a group of scientists. Hmm. The efforts to
That's
reduce
some job. What does it pay?
The lean are paying off. So the tower was closed for 8 years. Okay,
right.
So at that point, it was really leaning. I mean, it was leaning like McCullough trying to overhear a conversation about Scott. And so it was oh, leaning.
What? Shots fired.
It was leaning. No, I'm saying that's what he does. Yeah. He leans like with his ear to the door. Mm. Somebody's mentioning him or something. Oh, this free whiskey to be had. He leans right in.
Frank is savage.
When it comes time to do a live radio show, then
no one is safe.
He's leaning out the door.
Wow. Maybe there were a lot of fat people going into the Leaning Tower, and that's why it was leaning too far.
But seriously, it was leaning 13 feet off its base.
Okay,
it was leaning 13 feet off its base, which is great for pictures, so you could take those photos that look like you're holding up the tower, but it's not great for safety or the longevity of the monument. So in order to repair the foundation, the scientists undertook this really tedious task of removing soil under the northern side of the tower, which allows the monument to counteract its southern lean and sink. So I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, really? I know. You all right there? You need another cup of coffee?
So... now, this is not permanent, but it buys the tower.
What? Wait, there's more to this story?
No. Well, so it's not permanent. Eventually, it's going to fall. But it buys the
tower. I want to be there when it falls. I see that. Well, that would be a cool event.
The work these scientists have done has bought the tower about another 200 years of existence.
I got to stick around another 200 years.
No, I thought they were doing, Frank, honestly, I thought they were doing like, what do you call it? The big tension wires like they do, you know, for those.
No.
Everybody. Pull!
I am Lord Fauntleroy.
If people do
peasants pull.
Two E's on Fauntleroy.
If people Jeffrey, if people do want to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa, they should do it on a Perillo tour.
Absolutely.
And if they call for a brochure at 888 Perillo, we'll also give them a free bottle of olive oil today as well.
That Botticelli olive oil I keep on my stove that I have. I make it with the eggs now. You know, I used to spray the Pam spray better with olive oil. Botticelli olive oil. Boom, 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 just like that. So Frankie Five Boroughs. It's 848. So the Cindy Hyde Smith won the election. This is a big win for the president. This was a pretty big win. It wasn't. I thought the SB and the news couldn't stand it. The mainstream media is going, SB's going to make this a run. He may take this. The mainstream media. He may take this. And it was not close. Hyde Smith won handily. So that was. I mean, he did a nice showing. SB did, but Hyde Smith won. She defeated Mike SB in that Mississippi runoff election as the GOP increased its incoming majority in the United States Senate. So that's a big story. The other story, President Trump has threatened to cut all subsidies to General Motors, right on President Trump.
Good.
After, yeah,
take
honestly,
all their money away.
Automaker announced it was cutting 15% of its North American workforce and closing several plants. I heard a union worker say, and whether you're pro-union or not, as a worker, let me put it this way. You heard a worker say at General Motors, he said, you know, they stepped up. They took cuts when we had to bail out General Motors. He had to bail out General Motors, and we didn't. Barack Obama bailed out an entitlement program for the biggest car company in the world, right? Now they're going to cut because of they want, in my opinion, excess greed is what's really driving this. So now, how do you run away? The president is putting their feet to the fire, and I think he's so right to do that.
That's right. Take their bonuses away. These people that are running these companies, why not, you know, hey, I'm not going to take my bonus and whatever this year. We're going to take it back. Because notice, all of a sudden they said they were cutting jobs and the president, attacked them. Their stock shot up. Oh, yeah, now their stock's great. Nah, take their money away.
Yeah.
Don't build GM cars anymore. That's it. Just make the whole company go out of business. That's all. And somebody else should step up.
You're right, Albert. You're right on the money. And let me go to Jennifer in Long Island. Good morning, Jennifer. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I listen every morning.
Thank you.
I'd like to know where you stand with my governor going to President Trump tomorrow to ask for money. Considering Cuomo's stand against our president on every issue. Plus, I have a governor who wants to legalize recreational marijuana in the state, so kind of goes against the grain of what our president's trying to accomplish. So I'm just curious where you stand with that. What do you think could happen, should happen?
Thanks. Jennifer, first of all, thanks for listening. We always appreciate you listening every morning. Thank you for that. I think Governor Cuomo is going to see President Trump today about this Gateway Project. I railed about this earlier. And you know what? We've got a break with Debbie. But I'll tell you right now, he's got no choice. Governor Cuomo has no choice to do it. And this is what I think. I mean, really, really, very, very quickly. I think that Senator Schumer, Governor Cuomo, and they were all close to Donald J. Trump when Donald Trump was the businessman in New York. I think it's a good thing. I think the governor's got to go down because I think in his heart, Andrew Cuomo means well. He says things that will get him elected in a primary like ICE are thugs, like America never was great. I do not believe Andrew Cuomo believes that in his heart. And I think he's doing the right thing going to talk to President Trump. And you want to know the truth? I think President Trump puts his feet to the fire. Really, I think it's a good thing because it's time there's a little bit of bipartisanship down in Washington, whether you agree with that politician or not. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads right now. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning? 8:52, looking out for you on all the roads. Is it crazy out there already with the tree lighting, huh?
Yeah. It's a gridlock alert day today, Joe, so allow a lot of extra travel time getting around the city. That tree lighting ceremony scheduled for this evening at 7, but the closures go into effect around 3 this afternoon around the area of Rockefeller Center. Let's see what's happening as you head to the LIE West, right at the Cross Island. An accident over there, Joe, and it's kind of busy on the Bronx River Parkway southbound, heading right down toward the Cross Bronx. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the Southern State Parkway eastbound, getting out past Eagle Avenue. Accident in Nassau County. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 30, Holland Tunnel still about 30 minutes getting into town as well, and traffic is still moving slowly for you as you head over to 33, getting out through Monroe. It's construction. 9W is closed over at North Street in Newburgh. It looks like a pedestrian accident being investigated. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says there are rights and there are privileges.
A judge has sided with CNN. I don't see how you have a right to be there. I don't see how you have a right to ask 2, 3, 4, 5 follow-up questions. I don't see you have a right to be rude. I really don't. And President Trump said, as you heard him say, I can just walk away.
Can everybody show up who wants to show up?
What if Field and Stream wants to show up? Do they get to show up? Are you kidding me?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Learn to trade stocks with no experience. How? Join Tradeway November 30th and December 1st for $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. Go to Nyack College at 2 Washington Street in Manhattan. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Capalbos. I love Capalbos. I sent out gift baskets. I just sent it to a dear friend, and I got a call, and he will say this. Every time you send a Capalbos gift basket, you thank you so much. This is so thoughtful. And I sent the tower, you know, the beautiful tower. Then this. Then Mary in our sales department, superstar Mary, she says, Joe, I left a Capalbos gift basket. Capalbos kind enough to send us a gift basket at the station. It is so good. I had the chocolate. They have chocolate there. The mints that kind of melt in your mouth, and the popcorn. The chocolate. Look at me. Look at this. Is what I'm doing. I'm in my office yesterday. It was great. You're gonna love Capalbos. It looks good, but it tastes even better. Always fresh. Beautifully presented. They make gift giving easy and affordable. Most baskets come with free shipping, everything backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, Capalbos has been a landmark in the tri-state area for 110 years. Family-owned business. And I remember them from the neighborhood growing up back in the day, you know. And they're right there, 350 Allwood Road in Clifton. I went over there. I met them there. And then I had the honor of having dinner and breaking bread with the Capalbos. This was last year. We just had a great time. And I heard the story of how they came from another country. Came from Italy. They came here. They made the baskets by hand. And you know what? They still do that today. This is the ultimate Christmas gift. Everybody sends Capalbos. We invite you to do the same. You can go to CapalbosOnline.com. It's CapalbosOnline.com. Online.com, or you can call them. Feel more comfortable calling. The number is an 800 number, 252-6262. 800-252-6262. You got to experience these amazing baskets. And use the code like I did, Joe970. Joe970. Boom, 10% off your order, just like that. Hey, this Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon weatherman. The man is on a bike. He'll do 100 miles, 200 miles. But you've been staying off the bike because of the wind, you said, Joey.
Yeah, and I've got a half marathon I'm doing Sunday, so I've been focused on that.
Why don't you just drop that on us now? Wait, you're doing a half marathon?
Half
what
marathon
is that?
On Sunday, yes.
So that's like 13 miles, something like that?
Yeah, 13 miles and change.
Wow. So, and it's a marathon just on a bike?
No. Just running my legs. Right. No,
oh, you're running this one.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, yes.
God, you are just a monster, Joe Lumberg. I love you for that, man. So where is that?
It'll be in my local backyard.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's the weather looking like this weekend? Do you
it
know?
Actually looks like it could be dry and mild. It could get into the 50s, which would be like a heat wave compared to how cold it's
miles.
Been.
13 miles, I know. What are we looking like today, Joey, and tomorrow?
Windy. Today is going to be a brutally windy day. I mean, we're talking wind gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour all day long. Temperatures about 44 for a high. Mid-40s tomorrow, a little less wind, and then much quieter for winds on Friday, but clouds come in, maybe a late-day shower.
All right. Joe, good luck, man. We'll talk to you before then, but Joe, you're unbelievable. Marathon, another marathon. Joe Lumberg
half
right
marathon,
there.
Half
the
marathon.
Oh, yeah, excuse me, only 13 miles.
That's right.
Thanks, Joey, thank you. You're the best, man. The guy's unbelievable. He's a machine. Hey, a retired Marine Major Chuck Kilbride. We support our Marines. So proud to have Major Chuck Kilbride. Talk about Toys for Tots coming up. You don't want to forget about that, right? And Corey Lewandowski is on this show coming up next hour. President Trump's former campaign manager, author of this new book everyone is talking about, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999.
Frank's here, Al's here, Debbie's here, Piscopo on the radio. Coming right.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.